This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Okay, back to China as promised. Its economy crashed in the first quarter, as I said, down almost 7% from the same period a year ago, bringing to a screeching halt in your constant expansion dating back to the days when Chairman Mao was still around. No surprise, of course, given the coronavirus state of affairs over there in February and March. And the reality is, though, that while big companies are mostly getting back online, some small businesses didn't survive, and the ones that did are taking things one day at a time. Marketplace's Jennifer Pak has that one from Shanghai.
In Shanghai's southern suburb of Fengxian, cars park all along the main shopping area. Electric bicycles weave past each other, a few dozen shoppers drink bubble tea and browse for shoes and purses. Life is slowly returning to this street. It's called People's Road, but not fast enough for Edward Xie's five clothing shops.
Business was not good in January because people went home for the Lunar New Year. Then February, the shops were closed because of the COVID-19 virus. Sales revenue in March was only a third of what it was in the past.
He says his business selling women's casual wear is losing thousands of dollars a month. He didn't see that coming.
I thought initially business would return to normal after the pandemic was over.
He was so confident that he decided to renew the lease at one of his shops, though he did ask the landlord for a discount.
The landlord was willing to reduce the rent by about 2%, while I wanted a rent cut of 11%.
They couldn't reach an agreement, and Edward says he didn't renew the lease. Looking back, it was a blessing in disguise, he says. Business is nowhere near normal. His lease will run out within days, and the shop will close. Outside the store, a sales announcement plays on a loudspeaker. Everything must go, it says. Get some clothes at rock-bottom prices. The pending store closure also means staff member Xiao Lianhong will be laid off.
It's not easy to find another job at my age. I'm in my mid-40s, too old for a lot of employers.
But she says she understands the boss. Times are tough. According to a survey in February by top Chinese universities Tsinghua and Peking, 85% of smaller firms don't have enough cash to last more than 3 months. And it's starting to show here on People's Road, where one of Edward's shops is located.
So across from his shop, there's like four storefronts that are already closed and shut.
During the coronavirus crisis, he's also had some of his old business contacts reaching out to him.
Every other day since late March, I've received photos of clothing samples from this supplier. Look, I've never responded to him, but he keeps sending me messages.
His four other clothing shops are all bleeding money. There is government help for small businesses, but Edward says none of the measures helps his bottom line. What he needs is customers, like Huang Yinghua. Huang Yinghua says now her apartment complex doesn't restrict how often she can leave. She's shopping here regularly again. To keep his other locations open, Edward has put all the clothes on sale to recover some costs. He's also asked for all his landlords to drop the rent, but they've refused. So now he needs to lay off more workers, but he's not finding it easy.
A couple of my workers offered to split one salary between the two of them so they could both keep working.
It's an offer he readily accepted, he says, and he hopes times will get better.
There's a Chinese saying that spring will come eventually.
He just hopes his business will still be around when it does. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.